Hello, what's going on, my peoples? Hey, it feels good. It feels amazing. Today, it feels so good. It's like, I would say maybe like 70, so I'm right here in my favorite spot in the whole world right now. One of my best spots, which is this trail right in the middle of the woods over here in Atlanta, Georgia. But anyway, I wanted to talk to you. Well, and it's kind of sprinkling. It's kind of raining a little bit, so it's all good. Enjoying nature to the fullest. But this topic right here, what I want to talk about is about how to deal with people, how to deal with situations when it comes to relationships, when it comes to friendships, when it comes to dealing with anybody, just dealing with anybody that you bump into, and also what to accept or not to accept when it comes down to people. We are so caught up in just being in bad relationships and then telling people that we are around toxic people. You are around toxic people because you want to be around toxic people. So I'm going to give you some of my clues and some of my ways or how I deal with people in general and relationships and everything when it comes down with that. And you take it from there to see what you feel you need to change or you need to work on to have a better life and have better relationships in your life. And let's talk about love relationships. I have done thousands of readings in my lifetime for right now. Well, in this lifetime, thousands of readings. And I bump into many situations where people are getting either divorced, either they're getting separated, or they're not getting along. The relationship is not where they want it to be. And a lot of people say, I've been with this person for such and such, 10 years, 5 years, 2 years, and this person, for whatever reason, happens to be this way. They haven't changed. So what makes you think that you came into this relationship or that relationship to change somebody? That's where you get it wrong to begin with. You get it wrong when you start thinking that maybe those type of qualities of that person are going to change so that way you can feel complete, and that is selfishness. That is selfishness. You cannot change anybody. So before you go out there and start building a relationship with love and you dying to be in a relationship, make sure that you have certain things written either in a piece of paper or either recorded and programmed in your DNA. That's how you got to do. So for instance, you know you love nature. You love all nature. You are amazed by trees and flowers and animals. Well, like myself. And you get to a point that you meet somebody that you find attractive. You went out on a date. And this person could care less about nature. You start talking about nature, he or she interrupts you and tells you, let's stop talking about nature. Let's talk about something else. Or they're just not paying you no mind. They're looking left and you're talking. You know when people are looking elsewhere, which that pisses me off. If I'm talking to somebody and they're looking around, they ain't looking in my face, I just walk away. I just find that to be very disrespectful. You got to show me that you eye to eye with me right here. You hear me? So now you get to a point that it's time for you to say, you know what? The dinner was amazing. I got to go. If that person start talking negative about nature, or if they throw things, garbage in the woods, and they don't care. They don't care about what's going on with nature at all. And you over here continuing the friendship or the possible relationship that can turn into being in a relationship with somebody. You already know that person didn't like nature. Why in the hell you are dealing with that person? or continuing to date that person. Cut that off right there. Cut it off. The reason why you need to cut that off is because that person is not going to change. And it's not your job to think that you possibly can change that person. You might be able to, but you might not. It's a 50-50. Don't take that 50 chance. If you are a family person and your significant other or somebody that you want to date, they don't care about family. For you, family, all you do is talk about your family left and right, and they don't talk about their family at all, or whatever the situation might be. You want to go to events with your family. He wants to stay home or she wants to stay home. They could care less about this type of event. And you already know that that's a priority in your life. Why are you talking to that person? Get up and walk away. I'm using the scenario of being in a restaurant. That's why you should never date anybody and ask them to go out to eat. Don't do that. Why are you asking somebody on a date and ask them to go get something to eat? Unless you don't care about what the vibe really is about. But if you go in there with an intention that you might like this person or this person sounds good and invite that person to dinner, what's going to happen? If you see that person and that person, they have a tail in the back of their ass. And you know that's not the type of person you like. Well, now you got to pay the dinner. Have them go for a little bit of tea. Let's go get a peppermint tea. Or let's just go ahead and get a cone, an ice cream cone, dollar cone. That way, if that person don't look like you expect them and don't have the communication, or you can say, you know what? Deuces. Meet and greet. Don't start thinking, oh, this is going to be our first date. Because I'm pretty sure if this has happened to me, I'm pretty sure it has happened to a lot of you. Oh, you know what? You're getting all these emotions. Your emotions are flowing through your soul. And you are so hooked without even seeing this person face to face. And you finally get a chance to see this person. And guess what? Your crush, it was just flushed right there on the spot. And you thinking, God, Lena, I got to spend $20, $30 on this dinner. No, I spent $2 on two ice cream cones. You know what? Don't even worry. You don't got to pay me back. Walk away. Have expectations when it comes dealing with relationships or possibly relationships. Have standards. So if you already know that you are very conscious, you already know that you love animals, and you already know that you are you like going picnics every weekend, and that's just your hobby. You love those three. And you know for a fact there's nobody in the world that is going to stop you or it's going to change the way you think about those three things, because those three things you love to do. If they can accept that, walk away. They got to be able to accept all three. I don't care about compromising. We're not speaking about compromising. There could be any type of compromising, but there's no way that the main things in your life should be a compromise at all. You don't compromise about certain things. You do not allow those type of things in your life. So if you already know those are the things that you don't like, why you get yourself involved in relationships that are hurting you and they got you so stressed out because you're not happy? You want to walk away. And you say to yourself, it's been 5 years, it's been 7 years, it's been 10 years, it's been whatever years, I don't care. And you stuck around. That was your fault. Don't blame God. Don't blame a family curse. That was your choice. Look, I'm not here to judge you. I'm just here telling you what you need to analyze about yourself. This just amazes me. Have standards. Don't expect those people to change just because you want them to change. That's some form of control. Take a look at yourself. And if you're controlling a relationship, you are in the wrong relationship. You need to feel safe. You need to feel secure. You need to feel assertive. If you feel like that, you're good. I'll be screaming so damn loud. Sometimes I lose my voice. I just get hyped. But anyway, take that. And that's fine. And you shall have a banging love relationship. I hope that you follow my advice in this particular one, because this is